overweight, but he's still strong. What would you say?
He can get a little paunch on him.
Did you ever say stout?
Getting a heavy stout.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No.
And someone who's always smiling doesn't lose his temper. You say he's
cool, calm, collected.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you say he's
kind of gangly.
What if he's always stumbling and dropping things? He's
clumsy.
And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain.
He's erratic.
Or just a plain what?
Clumsy.
What about fool? Do you ever use that?
Yeah. Nutty.
How does fool sound?
Well, it's all right. This can just use.
How would you hear it used?
Well, it's just a derogatory remark. You mean you say somebody's a fool? It's not a very complimentary remark. You kind of off day of sun on.
Would you ever use that word yourself?
Yeah, I've used it.
And someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to his money.
Tight bod.
Okay. Anything else you'd call?
Scrooge. He's a Scrooge.
And when you say a person is common, what does that mean?
He's common. That means his accents are common. He has like a very good breeding.
It would be insulting.
Mm-hmm.
What if you say that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
That would insult.
In the same mm-hmm. sense. An older person, maybe up in their 80s or so, who still gets around real well, has a lot of energy. You call the person
well preserved.
Or for his age, he's still awesome.
Very active.
Okay. Do you ever say peppy or spry or?
Spry, peppy.
Mm-hmm. What would you say about a child like that? Child that's got a lot of energy.
Very active.
And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little
worried, concerned.
You wouldn't feel easy, you say you felt
a little anxious.
And someone else would say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry about it.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared.
And, you know, the song, the old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be.
And a child might, you might say about a child, I don't see why she's scared now. She, using the expression used to be, I don't see why she's scared now. She,
I don't see why she's scared now.
Yeah, if she had never been scared before, you'd say, why should she be scared now? She
and that has been before.
Or using the expression used to be, you'd say she
used to be that way?
Or just the opposite of that. She would you say she used it to be or didn't used
no,
to be?
No. Not usedn't. Used to be. Not usedn't.
What would the opposite of used to be?
She was.
And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say he's mighty.
Well, he's mighty callous.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
strange.
What else could you say?
Well, see, I've heard crazy, but
what about queer or quar?
Well, yeah, queer.
What would that mean?
You talking about an aunt now? She's strange? She's queer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's queer is that